Hi, this is Jeremy speaking to you on a recorded line about the hair relaxer lawsuit. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes. Katrina Hunter.
Katrina. Okay.
Yes.
And then, Katrina, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
And then, you do not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
Right. And then you are willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or sought any advice or sent any documents from another law firm in regards to this, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then it was you that was using the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers, correct?
Yes.
Right. And then you have used them within the last 20 years, right?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer. Was that endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Gosh, ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
When were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Oh boy. You said when was I diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. That was January 11th of 2024.
All right. What state are you currently, or were you in when you were diagnosed?
Pennsylvania.
PA? Okay. Okay. All right. And then what is the di do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility you were at when you were diagnosed?
Yes, you would like to know the doctor's name and
Or
the
the
facility?
you can either give me the name or the facility. What's the doctor's name?
Okay, I can give you both. Okay, doctor, how do you say it? Okay, I'll call him Dr. L, but it's William Lugenbull. I can spell it.
You're good. L, what city or
Okay.
state is he in?
Pennsylvania.
Is it Lugenbh? I'm sorry, Buhl, Ligonbull?
Yes.
And
Yes.
is he in Westchester? Does that sound right? No. What city did you see him in PA?
It was the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay. The city of Pennsylvania. Penn Medicine. Is it the Penn Medicine clinic on Marshall Street?
Yes. Yes.
And
And
that's
I also saw Dr. Irina Chesnokova.
Was she the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second. Sorry.
Okay.
And then it was
I'm
in
sorry,
what
I'm on
it
medication.
No, you're good. Don't worry about it. And it was in Westchester, you saw him, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right. One second.
I have the diagnosis doctor and the treating doctor backwards. You have the right information.
Okay.
Yes.
So
In
William
the wrong
treat so
order.
okay. So William treated you. Let me put that there then. Hold on.
Yes.
Treating. Okay, this is William E. I see why his name. Yeah, I would call him Dr. L as well.
Right.
And then Suite 201, 440 East Marshall Suite 201. And then I'll get his phone number from here. Oops, almost didn't put that. Okay, I got him as the treating doctor. And then who was the diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Irina Chesnokova.
Chesna, Kovea, in Westchester as well.
Yes.
Did you see her at her practice on 915 Old Fern Hill Road, or did you see her at the hospital?
I was at the hospital.
Okay, at Penn Medicine.
Yes.
Okay. And that is on. One second. One West Gates on Spruce Street in Philadelphia, PA.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That address down. Make sure that is correct. Let me take that part out. Yeah, we're getting through the hard information first, so.
Okay.
This will be quick. Let me take this out. I just want to make sure everything's right so we don't have to redo any of this.
Oh, it's
There's no issue.
fine.
Yeah. Maybe take a minute or two longer, but okay, that is right. And then her name, I have to make that, that she's got a quite the name. So let me make sure. A-R-I-N-A, right? And then middle name is E-V-G-E-N-I-E-V-N-A, and then C-H-E-S-N-O-K-O-V-A, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's hard to, that one's a, some of these doctors' names are very, very hard.
I know.
Let me put doctor in front of this. Doctor. This is our number 800. Whoops. Let me type this. This is 800. 789 73 oops, sorry, 66. All right. Just being a little slow because the website will let me copy and paste this number. 1-800-789-7366. 00. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay. And then you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. And then you did use the hair relaxer 4 or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
All right. And then on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer? Would this have been 4, 5, 6, 10?
Definitely not 10. About 6.
6? Okay. Yeah, I usually hear around like 4 to 6 a year. It's usually,
yeah,
like every 2 to 3 months, right?
Right, exactly.
And then you are a resident of the United States, of course.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/24/1972.
Okay. All right. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then did any family members, loved ones ever use hair relaxers as well and were later diagnosed with similar ailments like ovarian or reproductive cancers?
Yes.
Yes. Who was?
My mother.
Your mother. Is she still with us?
She's not. She passed away.
I'm sorry. When did she pass?
Thank you. In 2003.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And then what's, you said the state you were using it in was which state? I'm sorry. Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yes.
Okay. All right. And just to your best estimate, what year did you first start using hair relaxer?
Gosh, 2004, July, okay. 2004.
I'll put January 2004. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
January of 2024.
Okay. All right. And I will do it used about, I'm going to, it says four, my choices here are how often did you use these products, weekly, monthly, or 4 times per year? I'm going to just put monthly because you did it around, like, let's just say once every 2 to 3 months.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So that one's not too big of a deal. And then consecutive years, you use it about 20 years from 2004 to 2024, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you apply them at home yourself or at the salon?
At the salon.
Okay. All right. And then you don't happen to have any receipts or anything, correct? From those visits?
No, I don't.
No.
I would pay in cash and leave the tip, you know, in cash.
Yeah. No, I know how they're, my mom goes to the hair salon all the time, and I don't think I've ever seen her pay once with a card, so. That's
right.
Why, yeah, no. Yeah, don't worry about the receipts. That's not a big deal. And then, do you know the brand name of the product? I can list some. Here's Dark. There's L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motion, Soft.
That's the
Infused.
One.
The
That's
first one.
Exactly the one. L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Yep. Okay. And then this question is worded a little weird. Did your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, that one's worded a little confusingly. And then what type of treatments did Dr. William L. give you? Dr. L. Was it chemo, radiation?
I had, let me see, so I had some tests done. And you said chemo and radiation?
Did you have any?
I had chemo. I had immunotherapy. Okay. I had to get a complete hysterectomy done. And then I was given payments.
Okay. And you said complete hysterectomy, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a word that I have to spell, and I will. I don't think I'll ever be able to spell hysterectomy. I think I always have to Google it after just to make sure. Okay, got it right. Okay. Let me just make sure I spelled immunotherapy correct. And then also pain medicine, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Medication. And then when did these treatments start? Was it pretty soon after you were diagnosed or?
Definitely.
Okay. So it was just probably like a few weeks after?
No, it was within days.
Okay, so you were diagnosed 1/11 of 2024, so probably around like 1/15 or so you were started.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. About a week later. Okay. All right. Yes. 1/15. And these dates don't have to be exact. It's just a rough estimate. They'll pull your records and stuff.
Okay.
And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female reproductive cancers, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, yeah, female.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then first name is Katrina, right?
Yes.
And last name Hunter, Hunter.
Yes.
And you are not, I know this is another redundant one. You are not a junior, senior, first, second, third, anything like that.
Nope, it's
no
me.
Suffix. Yep. No, I know. For a female, it's never a. I know. And then, what is your social?
164-54-6176.
Okay. And then email I have for you is your first name Katrina, last name Hunter, 624@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then if this is the best number to reach you on, 484-848-8971.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a cell phone?
Yes.
Right. And when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to, best time would be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon is better.
Okay. All right. And then what is your best physical address or mailing address?
1432. Powell Road, that's Powell.
Thank you.
And then in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, 19015.
Thank you. And this is a townhouse, a condo, anything like that? Is there a number attached to it?
Townhouse.
Okay, so no apartment number, anything like that? House? Okay, all right.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Powell Road. Brookhaven. There we go. Pennsylvania. Zip code of 19015, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then there are medical records that exist for your diagnosis, correct? At the hospital or at the doctor's? Okay. And you don't happen to have a copy of them on hand. The doctors would have them.
I don't. The doctor has.
No reason. Yeah. They just want to know so that if you do have it, they don't have to get it from them. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It is not required.
No, I don't. I'm normally easy to reach.
So. Yeah, okay. All right. No, you're good. Okay. And then let me just confirm everything with you, and I will send you the DocuSign. That'll give permission so we can start pulling the medical records to prove your claim. And then in about, I would say, up to a week to 10 days, you should get a call from another attorney just to verify this. And then they'll start, basically starting the claim. I will also send, so let me just confirm everything first. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to it, and you affirm that you do not have an attorney, correct? Or signed any documents.
Correct.
All right. And then you were the one who did use hair straightening chemicals or the relaxers within the last 20 years, and you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that would have been in January 11th of 2024, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then it was Dr. Ariana. I'm gonna butcher her middle name. I'm just gonna spell it. Doctor, and then Ariana, middle name Evgenieva, and then Chesnokova, Chesnokova. I only was able to say it because you said it earlier, and that is correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then her address of 1 Westgates, 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19104.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that was your diagnosing doctor. And then you were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee diagnosed. You did use the hair relaxer brand at least 4 times or more prior to being diagnosed with cancer in a single year. That is correct?
Yes.
And that was on average around 6 times per year. You are a resident of the United States. Yes. Birth date of 6/24/1972.
Yes.
All right. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And then main state used the hair relaxer was Pennsylvania. First started using it 2004, stopped using it in 2024. I put January for both dates, which is fine, just a rough estimate. And then used the products about monthly, and then 20 consecutive years. And you got that applied at the salon. That is all sounds correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Dark and Lovely was the brand. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then treatment date was about a few days after you were diagnosed. I put 1/15 roughly, 2004.
Yes.
I'm sorry, not 2004, 2024.
24, yes.
Yeah, sorry, 1/15/2024.
Okay.
And then you got chemo, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy, and you were also taking pain medicine. And the treating doctor was William E. L., and then last name spelling of it is L-U-G-I-N-B-U-H-L, Luginbill, I think you would say. That is correct. Address of 440 East Marshall Street, Suite 201 in Westchester, PA.
Yes.
Okay. And then you are, again, diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Unfortunately, you are, of course, a female. First name, Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A. Last name, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. And then is it okay if I repeat your social to you?
Yes.
16454-6176.
All right.
Okay. And then email is your first name, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Hunt, and then last name, Hunter, 624@yahoo.com. This is the best number to reach you on. And then best mailing address, best physical address for you is 1432 Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, Road, Brookhaven, PA, zip code of 19015.
Correct.
Okay. And then just last thing to confirm, there are medical records to support your diagnosis, correct? The hospital will have them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second. This will be a DocuSign text. This will just have the DocuSign in there. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you'll just want to click on that link. It'll open up. Once it opens up, you just want to hit, I think, agree or start. And then from there, it'll take you in the document. Just sign it. And then from there, hit adopt and confirm signature or save signature, and then you just have to hit the last 2 or 3, and then you'll see a finish. And then I will be able to send you a text with all the information for the attorney that will be calling you in about probably a week or so. So let me get that ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get this. And if you need any help on the document, let me know if you need any assistance. 484. And then just to confirm again, your number, 484-848-8971.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, I see you're in it. You open the document. Nope. And let me know once you hit finish. It'll let me send this. No, you're good. If you miss, if you hit finish and miss one, it'll take you back to one you missed. So.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I see you completed it. In about, I'm gonna add something else. You should hear from them in about. I'm gonna put seven days or so. And then you'll get a text right now from my number. Let me just know you receive it. I'm just gonna send it now. It'll come from a 949 number.
Okay.
You got that text? In regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit, this is my direct number. You got that one?
I didn't get the direct number one yet.
It's so weird. I've been
You
having
said you sent it to a chat?
Hold on, let me send it again. I've been having to send it twice to people. It's weird. Hold on, I'm gonna send it again right now. Did you get that one?
I could just write your number down because I didn't get
Yeah.
it.
Here,
I
I'm.
just did, I just
That's weird. Hold on, let me try this way. Hold up. Yeah, no, I was yesterday too when I was helping somebody. I sent them the same text and they said I didn't get it. They didn't get it. And then I resent it and they got it. And then it happened again. Hold
Now
on.
I have it.
You got it?
It just
Okay.
came
Is
through.
it must be slow on my end. You might get a second one. I'm sorry if I spam you.
I got a second one. It's
sorry. And then if you don't hear from them,
okay.
please do give me a call back on that number if you don't hear from them in 7 days or so, like 7 business days,
Okay.
basically. So probably by next Thursday. And then
Okay.
I do thank you for your time, Katrina, and you have a wonderful day. And yeah,
Thank
thank you
you.
for your
You as
time.
well.
And I'm glad you're in good spirits and everything is going well. And they should be able
I
to, like,
appreciate that.
you are working with a very good firm in this too. They are one of the better ones in this hair relaxer lawsuit. So yeah, you have a wonderful day. And if you have any questions or don't hear from
Thank
them, please give me a
you.
call back on that 949 number. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you for your time and you have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye
Bye.
bye. Bye.